RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with...
Nothing in front of us but just sprawling winter, Val. And...
Beans! Sprawling winter. That sounds
Everything's done. All the holidays are done. All the Super Bowls, the Oscars are over. Now it's just February and March.
The Oscars. Ha!
You know... It was the first time in like 6 or 7 years I watched them last night because by accident, I saw almost all the nominated films this year.
You are such a lying dog face pony soldier.
I swear to God. Oh, yeah. I saw that too. I saw 1917, Joker, Ford versus Ferrari. It was awesome.
Really?
Oh, man. It was so fun. It's a great, great. In fact, it made me go and start reading more and more about this actual this buildup, this competition between Ford and Enzo. And man, that's it's some inspiring stuff. Yeah. What else is there? I forget. But oh, God, was that torturous.
This is interesting. Watch live at 10 a.m. Eastern. Attorney General Barr, FBI Director Bowditch, and Deputy Director Bowditch, and other DOJ officials to announce cyber-related law enforcement action.
Oh.
Yeah, the Oscars, I don't even pay attention anymore. Just so stupid.
It was really rough. It was really rough. You know, they build it as, the Oscars this year is going to be very subdued. It's like, every other comment. Oh, God, these are tortured people.
Was every other comment political? Because the only one I've seen is Brad Pitt.
You know the crazy thing about Brad Pitt? He won the first award of the night because it was Best Supporting Actor. And as he's walking up to get his award, Matt, he's hanging out with us. It was me, Lauren, Matt, Ant, and Mike, and we're just chilling out. And Matt goes, he says, "You know, I bet you any money Brad Pitt is a Trump supporter on the down low." I said, "You know, I always had that suspicion too." And then all of a sudden, and then 10 seconds later, he removed all doubt that he is not a Trump supporter.
The adults in the room, you know.
The adults in the room with the whole thing about impeachment and, you know, we get the adults in the room to do the right thing next time. Like, oh, God. So that was the beginning of the end. And I don't know.
All we've been seeing, speaking of this impeachment fiasco and nonsense, remember how we played the clip on Friday where I said, like, that we're in a different stage now?
Yeah.
It's on. So people are kind of debating this back and forth, but the Justice Department has now just said they'll begin to review Rudy Giuliani's information to see if it's, you know, valid. And of course, everybody on the left is like, this is political targeting.
Yeah. It was always the last play.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the last play when all the tricks ran out, when there was nothing else that they can put up there and occupy themselves with that looked even semi-believable. Then the last thing is going to be they're just trying to exact revenge over the last 3.5 years of real investigations.
Something hit me today, Frank, as I listened to Nancy Pelosi talking about how did you see Hublette's latest Pelosi video, by the way?
Where she's drunk on the counter? I saw that, yeah.
The mess she had to clean up afterwards from those bottles.
I can imagine. I heard one break.
Yeah, they broke when they hit the ground. So freaking funny. But anyway, I hear Pelosi and she's talking about, you know, if there's something else that comes up, we'll make sure that we, take a look at it. You know what I mean? Like craziness. And I'm like, how in the midst of a presidential election is not the entire House targeting the president who is their competition, political interference?
Yeah.
By their definition.
Because it's just some things they have the media, so they know that they don't have to worry about the majority of the mainstream reporting being that honest. But as we said before, impeachment, every time Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler got behind a microphone, it was more about – it was not all, just everything about getting rid of their main opponent in 2020. It was a campaign speech. They got nothing else to stump on here. You have people – they're trying to destroy their front runner now. They're trying to destroy their own front runner. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders.
I know.
They accused Donald Trump of going after Biden. They're killing their own. And
what are they going to do, Frank?
I don't know. But this Pete, this Mayor Pete surging is so, so fake. This guy has the appeal of a field mouse. And I just had to think that he's just almost surging. I saw a headline 2 days ago. Klobuchar rises. They're trying to make it seem as though everybody is making very interesting, insurgencies at the last moment here to make it seem that we're all so even. It all makes sense if these votes get split and we have to go to a brokered convention. Everybody's rising now.
You want to know what I think about that?
What?
I want to play, now that we've done that, I want to play a clip. I'm just looking for where this is like spur of the moment. I wasn't planning on doing this, so just bear with me for a second, but I want you to listen to this. It's something else. Hold on. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm interested in what Republicans are going to say. I'm interested in the style of politics that we need to put forward to actually, finally turn the page. In order to win, yes, but also in order to govern. This is a moment where the next president is going to face challenges the likes of which we hadn't even thought of a few years or decades ago. And politically, we're facing a fundamentally new problem with President Donald Trump. So the biggest risk we could take at a time like this would be to go up against that fundamentally new challenge by trying to fall back on the familiar, or trying to unite this country at a moment when we need that kind of unification, when our nominee is dividing people with a politics that says if you don't go all the way to the edge, it doesn't count. A politics that says it's my way or the highway.
Are you talking about Senator Sanders?
Yes. Because we've got to bring as many people as we can into this process. Look, all of us have been saying that we can build the majority that it's going to take in order to win. But the process of actually proving it is now underway.
Go ahead, Frank.
And I was saying that was remarkable how much a person can say without saying anything.
This is what I thought of. This is what I posted underneath that clip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Wait.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, God.
I need to just have that handy from now on.
Wow, Pete. You know what he sounded like? He sounded like some of these people giving award speeches last night. You can see. Now, I understand that you go up in front of the room, you go up in front of television cameras, you have to say thank you and be humble and maybe say something witty and memorable is a lot of pressure. But you can tell people were trying to change the world. And when people feel pressure to go up there and use 45 seconds to change the world, it always just like, oh, this person is really fumbling. This is awful. Yeah, you know who was really bad last night?
Who?
The Joaquin Phoenix.
Really?
Oh, man. He was the second to last or third to last winner. He won Best Actor. And it was like a rambling blog post you would see on Tumblr.
Was it like this?
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa. It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
That was South Carolina?
I'm afraid.
I forget.
So.
I remember that was just everybody, a collective gasp. We all.
Such
we
as?
All, and like, you know, the Iraq. But, yeah, no, it was about, it might be, I don't know, it might be just as bad, but on a different level. He was talking about cow milk being stolen so we can use it for our coffee and stuff. Weird. It went all over the place. But okay, yeah, no. But like I was saying before, this is why those Nancy Pelosi, you know, if we find something else, we'll keep going. And they have the cover from the media for this not to be labeled as election interference. But it is quite literally the only thing that they have to do to campaign. The campaign is literally anybody but Donald Trump. Please, God in heaven, somebody vote for a Democrat. Because when you actually listen to them speak, like Pete, it's horrendous, or there's nothing there. And when it comes to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, if they're asked simple questions about how you're going to pay for the world you're proposing, they say, let's not talk about that right now.
We're not going to talk about that.
So it's this is a camp. This is what they have to do to campaign right now. They have to keep going.
What does one even say?
I don't know.
This is a headline from Washington Post. Perspective. Inspiring military family reunions actually hurts our soldiers.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Yeah. And of course, over the weekend, we had that lunatic drive his car into a tent full of Republicans registering voters in Florida. And nobody really knows about it because the mainstream media has not said a word.
I saw something about that guy in a van.
Yeah, it's been this. Because why, Frank? I'm so hot on these today. I'm so good. Because it wasn't a bunch of Democrats that got almost murdered by this guy.
Yeah, that doesn't vibe with the rising of the right.
Yes, the evil.
That doesn't vibe. Yeah.
The extremist right. Listen. Yeah, listen. They would have had an impeachment for President Trump after this if it were Democrats. They would have had another impeachment trial.
Just for the van?
Just for the guy that drove the van, because obviously he would have been spurred to action by Donald Trump, you know?
Mm.
But yeah. this Looney Tunes, along with the guy that they arrested outside the White House yesterday, they're just nothing.
Well, what is this? They're talking that Biden actually might have a fifth place finish in New Hampshire.
That's what they're saying. And, you know, I mean, I don't understand why he's such a viable candidate. He's dangerous as per the left. I mean, they haven't even released South Carolina polls because I think they all show Bernie. So they just don't release them. It says here, New Hampshire poll as of 1 hour ago. New Hampshire poll shows Bernie Sanders surging and Biden faltering. Well, I mean, if he keeps cursing out his supporters or people that ask him questions and telling them to vote for someone else, I don't see a viable path forward for him.
See, the problem here is that he's just using the wrong insults. Well, that's the real problem with Joe Biden right now. He's using the wrong insults. He's getting very raw. And he doesn't say, and he'll say it to both men and women. He doesn't have canned responses for either gender. That's the real problem there, because Democrats don't care about ad hominem. They don't care about ad hominem or calling somebody's character into question at all. It's just that he's using very old school attacks, like very Smash Mouth tactics.
That's because his brain is back in the 30s.
What did he call it? He called dog face what?
Pony something or other. What was it? I had a
pony soldier.
Oh, yeah. A lying dog faced pony soldier. And thanks to our friend Carpe Donctum, we learned where that term came from.
Okay, where'd it come from?
It came from the Civil War. The Civil War. This is what the Southern faction used to call the Northern faction.
Pony soldiers.
Pony soldiers.
Man. Yeah, see, that's pretty much what I was saying. He's just it's just the wrong kind of insult. They're fine with it otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was that whole doctored video thing going on over the weekend, too. Did you catch that?
No.
So Twitter comes out and says you're not allowed to doctor videos to be misleading.
I guess that means all of Carpe Donctum's and Soul's memes.
Anybody that does anything funny. Anybody that doesn't broadcast live 24 hours a day.
This is serious. Stop it.
Yeah. Stop it. So Benny, who is with Turning Point USA, they made the video of Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech spliced in with the stories of the people that were honored during the State of the Union address. And there were people all over Twitter, blue check marks, Nancy Pelosi herself calling for the video to be removed, saying it was doctored. They're playing a doctored video of Nancy Pelosi. This is misleading and should be removed. And then everyone's like, dude, didn't she rip that speech up or what? So he wrote a thread, and I think I should read it, like verbatim. I'll read it quickly. Here's how we made the video, he says. We took real lines from the president's State of the Union speech and used a real footage of Pelosi tearing up Trump's speech as a transition for each clip. That's it. Real events that really happen in a timeline. Taking real footage of things that happen and placing that footage together in a timeline is literally how you create news packages, sports highlight reels, documentaries, and instant replay. This is called a package. Everything in perfect sequence is called a live stream. Facts. Trump gave a great speech. Pelosi ripped up Trump's speech. In the document Pelosi ripped up were printed powerful, inspirational American stories and the names of heroes who gave their lives for this country. Pelosi literally ripped up powerful American stories. The precedent set here is horrifying. Would you call a Super Bowl highlight reel doctored because the footage of the big play didn't show every play before and after in sequence? Or is a news package doctored when they clip just a small part of a politician's speech? So how and why did the president share this video on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? Because it's great content and shows in real terms what Speaker Pelosi was ripping up. This is not the first time he shared our content, and it won't be the last. Our video is not doctored. Our video is not a deep fake. Our video is not misinformation. Leftists demanding our video be stripped from the internet ultimately amounts to an egregious totalitarian desire to control their image and the narrative. Nothing more. Scary. Yet our establishment media-run coverage for these totalitarian leftists with headlines like doctored and edited. It's disgusting. It's wrong. It sets a horrifying precedent. If this video is doctored, then legitimately every piece of media on the internet is doctored.
Yeah, you know what it also shows there, you know, obviously to express that these are the types of stories that Nancy was ripping up, you can take that route and you can also give her some credit too. And you can say, well, perhaps she wasn't actually tearing up the story of little premature babies surviving or families being reunited, but it was the idea, at the very least, that she did not think through what she was doing, because the act that she can perpetrate in front of television cameras, knowing tens of millions of people are actually going to watch this, that came first, and she did not give any thought to what was actually being done in a very ceremonial way. With the ripping. So either way, it's very telling. It's a reminder. It's also holding people to account. And and you know, the other thing there too, with even just backpedaling on how it's the Washington Post saying it's not wise not wise, not a good thing to show people being reunited with military family members. First of all, those are some outside of puppy and kitten videos. Those are some of the most well-watched videos on the internet. People like seeing happy family reunification moments. And that means that that has been the basis of how many popular Super Bowl commercials and things like that. Like this is just a part of, you know, our culture, our entertainment culture at this point. If we're going to constantly be at war.
What's going to be left?
I don't know. Well, what's going to be left for them? I mean, it's not like they just don't want Donald Trump doing anything to make himself look good because they're working so hard to make him look inhuman. So what happens in the day where he constitutionally cannot be president anymore and they have a shot to slip some weasel in there? What the hell is he going to do? Just walk around like a robotic stiff? Or else they're going to have to hold themselves accountable to their own standards, which is not going to happen.
No. Do you want to hear some of the headlines that were written about this video clip?
Sure.
Trump, this is the Washington Post. Trump shared an edited Pelosi video on social media highlighting a gray area in the debate over disinformation.
Gray area.
Democrats Newsweek. Democrats asked Twitter, Facebook to remove Trump's doctored clip of Pelosi. Deceptive effort to mislead and manipulate. Edited video of Pelosi ripping Trump's speech renews debate over manipulated content from the Wall Street Journal.
Jeez.
So I guess we can't make movies anymore either.
None.
Manipulated. No. It's all manipulated.
1917 was a manipulation to make the Germans look bad. Should not have won any awards last night.
Mm. So what did people do in response? It's like the Streisand effect, Frank. What did they do? They started posting doctored videos. This is doctored. Excuse me.
Censorship is, there is no gray area with censorship. There's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be censorious, or are you going to stand by, you know, adulthood? You going to be an adult, or is this preschool? It's preschool. People need to be protected.
There is a, God, Frank, coloring books, quiet corners, blankets. Will that help them get over it, you think?
Apple juice and graham crackers.
That was my favorite when I was a kid. You know what happened yesterday before I play this next clip?
What?
I was cooking myself dinner. I made myself some homemade pizza. Very healthy pizza, by the way.
Okay.
And I hear the doorbell ring. The dogs go nuts. I go look out my little peephole, and there's a little girl standing in front of my door. I open up the door. I talk to the girl. She says, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
What did you do?
Oh my gosh, are you serious right now? I ran to her little golf cart where her dad was sitting with all these boxes of Girl Scout cookies in the back, and I bought five.
Which ones did you get?
I got trefoils, Samoas, and those butter cookies, which is what reminded me, because you said the graham crackers and the apple juice, and it reminded me of those little butter cookies they used to give out in preschool.
I like Samoas. I like Thin Mints.
Me too. Got those.
I haven't had any of these in a while. I don't remember the last time I saw a Girl Scout.
Listen,
to be honest,
I don't even know anymore what the Girl Scouts are doing ideologically. So, you know, before I get a bunch of angry emails about supporting the Girl Scouts when they're not a good organization, please don't, because I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because they have good cookies and I wanted some.
And perhaps this particular scout that showed up was a nice little girl.
She was a nice little girl. She was really cute.
It's not like the transgender CEO of the Girl Scouts showed up.
It's not like Jamie Foxx showed up.
Yeah, buy my Girl Scout cookies. Or go buy my Scout cookies, please.
Oh yeah, you're not allowed to use the word girl. I forgot about that.
No.
Person Scout.
I think that they still have maintained Girl Scout, but it's the Boy Scouts that have lost boy. They lost Scouts.
Yeah, because the Girl Scouts insisted upon taking it over. You can't have just Boy Scouts. You should work with us. We need to be involved. Come on.
No. I think that their complaint was the opposite, that by them allowing in girls and transgender children, they were cutting in on their business. I think that's what was going on there. It doesn't matter.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. The girl Boy Scout controversy. Oh, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to have to look into that now.
See, there are fights going on you don't even know about.
Yeah, I know. I mean, oh, the Girl Scouts sue the Boy Scouts over name change. This is it.
Yeah, that's it.
A long-running dispute between Scouts has ended up in court. The Girl Scouts has filed a trademark infringement upon the Boy Scouts after it announced it would drop Boy.
Yep.
The boys group has already begun to welcome older girls. The Girl Scouts said in the complaint that the Boy Scouts don't have the right to use Scouts or Scouting. It also alleged that Girl Scouts brand and activities will be marginalized by the Boy Scouts rebranded program and cause confusion amongst the public. Well, I was clearly very confused.
Yeah, well, because once again, there's this concerted effort among many to eliminate gender exclusive spaces. There's no place for girls to be girls, for boys to be boys, to just seep in that environment and work things out without the pressure of having the opposite sex there. You know, just learn. I mean, it's very important. It's very important. That's why you look at these plays to mix genders in even sports like football, professional football. You're like, oh God, leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave us alone for a little while. It's really all we have left. But no, not even that.
Here is Frank, a clip from the Oscars last night. American Factory, an Obama produced movie. Listen to this.
Thank you. Well, even before that envelope got opened, just being in the presence, in the company of our sister and brother documentarians who risked their lives, making stories, bringing stories to us about hospitals being bombed in Syria, about Brazil, about Macedonia. We were so proud. We are inspired by you guys. Our film is from Ohio and China. Go Buckeyes. And sorry. But it really could be from anywhere that people put on a uniform, punch a clock, trying to make their families have a better life.
It's coming.
Working people have it harder and harder these days. And we believe that things will get better when workers of the world
unite. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. And that, I remember that. I remember that. I was just like, whatever.
Are we not united already? I don't know. Everybody works. Everyone. What is she talking about?
I don't know. She doesn't know either. It's something that people say. Workers need to unite to check the power of the people who give them work. It's the stupidest thing ever. Workers need to unite to take over the businesses that someone else started and created the job in the first place. Because if the workers take over and they reign supreme, things will be better. Because, of course, the workers are so I don't know. It's almost like one of those things where that old thing where you take a lottery winner or something, or you take $100,000 and you give it to just a person on the street. And then you give $100,000 to a person who knows what to do with $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen? You know, there are people who are doing what the reason why people become billionaires is because they know and they are primarily focused on becoming billionaires. And it's not them and their product and a big pile of money. They had to create a massive enterprise.
You didn't build that, Frank.
Yeah. That was one of the commercials with the space program or something like that. It wasn't just, you know, the people on the moon in 1969 that did it. It was the janitor back at Houston base that was sweeping up all of the ripped up paper on the floor while everybody else was doing mathematical equations. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, it's only they could make the tasks of custodians seem like an eye rolling. How can you make me roll my eyes at a custodian, a person who's just showing up to work and doing what they have to do? Why does everybody's day-to-day tasks and jobs and employment opportunities, why is that always repackaged in such a dramatic way? Just leave everybody alone.
They're doctoring. They're doctoring things. That's why.
Yeah, they're doctoring reality constantly. Yeah.
Yep. Like I said yesterday, in terms of this doctoring of the video nonsense, what about what they did to the Charlottesville comments? What about what they did when they removed portions of conversations to present things in an impeachment trial?
Or just in the hearings before the trial.
Right, right.
They had to mischaracterize things just to be able to sell the articles.
Yep. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So I had another point to move on to from that, which was something I forgot. But there's another thing that happened that really ruffled the feathers of this gentleman. I think his name is Nadler. What do you call him? Fat tongue?
I call him a half deflated party balloon.
Okay. So I've got this. Listen closely.
It's a bit much. All we have is the letter written by the president personally. And
they ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine. When you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Pointed out.
You hear that?
Yeah.
He's getting so mad, Frank. He's getting so angry. You can see it in his face. Like, he's like rolling his eyes. And this is in New York. He's standing right on the streets of New York.
Oh, man. Now, listen, I am not one to go, you know, want to heckle somebody in public. And I would never, I'm really not that confrontational when it comes to things like that. I'd much rather analyze a clip and have my own private or semi-private laugh. But if I ever saw Jerry Nadler making, addressing the press somewhere outside on a sidewalk in New York, I would have to think of something to scream, you know, even just, just obnoxiously screaming his name. I would just have to channel the left field and right field bleachers at Yankee Stadium. I'd have to channel something and see what comes out.
I remember where I was going with this now. I remember. I was going to CPAC because this year at CPAC, I don't know if you saw this, but it was just magical. Dean Cain and Christy Swanson did a play called Lovebirds, where they sit on stage and they read the Struck Paige text messages back to and forth to one another. Like, he plays Struck and she plays Paige.
I saw somebody share this saying, don't ever let conservatives Susan talk Hensley. To you about their Christian values ever yeah. again. Why are you upset? You should be laughing.
Listen, there's nothing in those messages, Frank. There's nothing in those messages, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well it's you can't, according to them, you can make movies about love affairs between women and fishmen, but you can't have a reenactment of an ambiguously romantic coup attempt.
No, that's bad, especially, you know, forgetting, of course, they forget as they lecture from their moral superiority perch that what about that play in New York where Laura Loomer and Jack Posobiec stopped them from quasi-executing the president? What about their rendition of the Mueller report that they did? This is going to be done at CPAC. They're going to put this event on at CPAC for everybody to watch and laugh at and jeer at, for everybody to understand how horrible these people actually were. And then you've got Lisa Page in the corner like, once again, the attacks continue. And then you've got James Comey. He called me a sleaze bag, but what was worse was how the rest of the room reacted. Everybody's done with them. It's enough. We're finished with you. Everyone's fed up. We're done with you. Just shut up and stop your nonsense. The only people that coddle you are the people on Twitter. That's it.
I hope James Comey is in jail long enough to actually write a five volume set of books.
Maybe he can get together with Acosta, and Acosta can teach him and train him on the Dear Diary format. And that's the way he can write them, one a day.
No, that would be great if Acosta actually does an interview with James, a series of interviews with James Comey from prison.
Oh.
He goes to prison and visits him, and James, you know, that would be great.
As long as there is a mirror behind James Comey's head so Acosta can see himself in it as he interviews James Comey.
How can Acosta not see his head? It's so fat.
So I'm looking forward to seeing, Christy Swanson and Dean Cain perform Lovebirds on stage at CPAC. It was funny. I watched it on YouTube. They did it in DC earlier. And early this year, sold out. It was really well done. So I'll watch it again. You can never get too much of that.
Indeed.
Anyway, so that's where I was going with that little nonsense. Now, to move on to a little bit more of a serious topic in a way. We had a filing yesterday on a Sunday. In General Flynn's case, federal prosecutors are looking to move back the sentencing date for General Flynn after President Trump's former national security advisor withdrew his plea. They didn't specifically call for a postponement of the sentencing, but they proposed delaying a number of the approaching deadlines that we went over the other day together so that they would be able to. So what, you know, all the things that Sidney Powell asserted about Flynn's old attorneys, Covington.
Yeah.
How they had a conflict of interest and General Flynn wasn't really educated on what it was, and he wasn't informed correctly what the exculpatory information was in his case and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly enough, we talked about how there's a new general in town replacing Jesse Liu Hu, and he took over all the cases that were still active and ongoing. And, you know, while I'm hesitant to say that all this is because of that new guy, you know who's missing from these filings? You know who's missing? The signature of one Van Grack is missing. He's not on the case. He hasn't withdrawn, but he's not listed on these papers anymore. The guy.
Who the hell is this guy again?
The guy who's been prosecuting Flynn this entire time. The shady lawyer who worked this entire case, Brendan Van Grack.
Van Grack, I remember the name.
Yeah, he is not on this last filing. So the government is asking for more time to be able to investigate what Sidney Powell has alleged. God, he just looks like a little skeeve ball. Ugh, I don't like him at all. I don't like him at all. Anyway, and Sidney Powell is saying, no, we're not waiting anymore. This is enough already. So we'll see what happens.
Enough. Another delay.
And it's.
Well, hopefully this is the end. I had a couple of people text me and say, hey, General Flynn changed the banner on his Twitter. It must mean he's free. I think we would know if he was free.
Yeah, no, no.
He has a surfboard. I was like, come on.
Sometimes things are just things.
Yep. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Yeah, sometimes. If you were watching Rudy Giuliani's broadcast on YouTube, you know all about cigars, Frank.
I need to watch. I heard that they have been really compelling episodes.
Yes. I couldn't watch, what's it called? The Glenn Beck thing because of the CrowdStrike thing, which a lot of people really appreciated our episode on Friday, Frank.
I had a couple. I out of all of it, I had two or three people say, Frank, I think you misunderstood. I know I did not.
No, you didn't. No.
I know because I waited until the end. I was listening to the Money Trail stuff, and it was really great. It was really enlightening. But I was determined to listen to the whole thing that night because I wanted to see if he came back around, circled back around, and put another layer on top of CrowdStrike and rounded the whole thing out. But he created mutual exclusivity between the two things.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And then I even said on my show, if there has been past episodes or past dives by Beck and his team into the nature of CrowdStrike that is just separate from what he's doing here that I should consider, that gives me some kind of an insight into what he believes, please send it to me. I've had nothing. So I think what it is what it is. And that was That was a shame. That left a gaping hole in otherwise great work.
Yeah, it was a shame. I could, like I said, I was so frustrated by it, I couldn't listen to it. Hold on 1 second. So I couldn't listen to. Yeah, I just had to take a break real quick. I couldn't listen to any of it because of that. So.
Yeah. Well, then I'm glad I picked it up for you then.
Yeah, I know. I have to listen to it eventually because it is good work from what everybody's saying. But it bothers me because it got such widespread attention that people now believe that because the rest of the stuff is so good. It's such a good way to slip disinformation in. You have a piece that's 98% truth and everything in it is factually accurate. And then what happens? You slip in a lie or something that you just didn't do your due diligence on. And then people believe that too, because literally the rest of it is true.
Yep.
Really crazy. I have a little clip here of Bill Barr at this press conference today, which is pretty, they're going hard after China. So AG Barr is announcing 4 indictments of Chinese military hackers.
I'm here to announce the indictment of Chinese military hackers, specifically 4 members of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, for breaking into the computer systems of the credit reporting agency Equifax.
Whoa!
And for stealing the sensitive personal information of nearly half of all American citizens. And also Equifax's hard-earned intellectual property. This was one of the largest data breaches in history. It came to light in the summer of 2017 when Equifax announced the theft. The scale of the theft was staggering. As alleged in the indictment, the hackers obtained the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and the driver's licenses of at least 10 million Americans. This theft not only caused significant financial damage to Equifax, but invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them as they had to take measures to protect themselves from identity theft. As described in the...
Which they should have been doing anyway.
Right.
Anyway, that's the brunt of it. Wow.
Yeah.
And Carpe Donctum just shared a clip of Elizabeth Warren. She's at a Denny's. He says, breaking, customers of a local Denny's politely put up with overly friendly grandma who keeps interjecting herself in their conversations.
Who won't shut the hell up?
Nobody wants to talk to her. Let me see. I've never done, I'm doing this a lot lately, but I want to see if it's obvious from what we're going to watch here.
It's nice to see you. Not from Massachusetts, and I know all of us. Good. I'm glad that you can tell everyone.
God, she's horrible. I can't. She's horrible. She's horrible, Frank. Help me.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, she can't get out of her own way.
He says, correction, the person described as an overly friendly grandma was actually presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren.
Correction.
I love it. Do I have other stuff? I do. I have a lot of other stuff, actually. I've been DMing my stuff all weekend, but I'm just in one of those moods today, Frank.
Yeah, you just, you know what? Let's just, I think we've had a nice little kaleidoscopic show.
We did. The only other thing I want to talk about is I have a clip, which we're not going to be able to listen to because it's just video. Frank, they are literally welding people inside of their apartments in China.
I've seen this.
I don't know what to say to that. I really don't. There are also tons of people testing positive for this virus with no symptoms. So why don't you tell me something? Is the test working right? Or is this virus just not affecting everybody the same way? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm waiting. I'm waiting now. Finally, more and more people are covering and asking the question about what's going on in Africa.
Yeah.
Because you have, I don't know, over a million Chinese, over a million Chinese people have migrated to Africa to be in just these newfound business ventures and stuff like that, and they don't have any screening out there. And with this latency period or this period where you're asymptomatic being 2 weeks and them having no testing equipment out there in Africa, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of a damn explosion soon.
I'm reading about how now they're saying that you can pass this along, like a mother can pass it to her child. Just something's weird. We're still researching.
Hmm.
Here, Joe Biden says this today in another aside. Those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you. Well, thank you. Let's lift the ban on assault rifles then, shall we? What a moron.
Aren't we fighting a 20-year war in the land of many caves, Afghanistan? Why is Afghanistan called the graveyard of empires? Where they contributed to breaking the back of the Soviet Union, and then we got tangled up out there too with no real direction of what we're doing. I mean, why is it? Because it's an energy suck. Because this is not conventional warfare. So if he thinks that if there was some kind of a conflict between United States citizens and the U.S. Army here at home, where people know the terrain in West Virginia and in the mountains and all that stuff, and you think it's not going to be a real, real nasty prolonged event, unless, of course, they just nuke the entire interior of the United States, then that just defeats the purpose of fighting any kind of a conflict. These people are stupid. They'll say things like that just to make you feel it's almost like saying, oh, well, the election is wrapped up. No need to go out and vote, Republicans. Yeah. Hillary Clinton wins 98%.
Yep.
It's the same exact thing. That is not, you know, equipment is only a little bit of what wins wars. Knowing the terrain, fighting spirit, and having something. And we have a lot. We have a lot. I think we have close to 50% of the world's firearms that are owned by civilians are here. So we have quite a bit.
Yeah, we need to have more. We need to have more. I want more firearms.
Me?
Yeah.
What about me?
You can't get firearms where you live, like as the Jews get attacked on the streets by the Black Hebrew Israelites there in New York City. They can't get guns to defend themselves either. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm so sorry. I know we were going to wrap, but what do you think about what's going on with the PBA or the Sergeants Benevolent Association in New York City saying they're at war with de Blasio?
I have to listen or watch some to watch a little bit more. I saw the PBA's tweet. I saw that, and I don't know. Listen, this New Way Forward thing. You saw that?
Yes.
Okay. It's just, you and I were talking about George Soros, the DA pushes, what they're doing in San Francisco, what they're doing in New York with
Texas.
No bail.
Yep.
I mean, this is just a small microcosm of an idea that is now being pushed nationally, where you're talking about there's no way to keep somebody detained for committing a violent crime, even if it's against children. You know, so it's it really makes you wonder what kind of chaos are they trying to cause? What kind of chaos are they trying to cause? I understand, and I said it on a live stream yesterday for my patrons. I understand that we have an incarceration problem in the United States, and that there are a sizable portion of those people in jail that probably shouldn't be there, especially if it has to do with growing, smoking, and selling marijuana. You're talking about meth and fentanyl, that's something different. But, you know, I know that there are probably a lot of people in jail that should not be there. But aside from that, would it not be conducive to all of the other conversations we're having, whether you're on the left or the right, to say that our country has a mental health issue? Our country has a real problem we're sick as far as bad behavior, bad education, broken homes, that we're really a troubled society. So why is it that you wouldn't think that at that point, that outside of the glaring problems with our approach to things like the drug war, that there aren't a lot of people that probably should not be on the streets, that these are not that these aren't exactly just people who should, I mean, especially if you're a child care worker that abuses a kid, you shouldn't be held.
No, I know. But aside from all that, too, the reason for all of this is government. Government has caused all these problems.
Well, I think that this is just a phase where they want to commit. They want a commit to maximum chaos. And what better way than to tell everybody, hey, we're emptying the prisons. We're emptying the prisons. We dare you to make assumptions about anybody doing anything. Let's cause even more of a problem. Because you know what? In the past, there used to be things for people to campaign on. You talk about the impeachment stuff before. This is how they're campaigning because they can't say anything else. And now they're looking for new slices of an otherwise unconsidered pie. At some point, just to piece together anything that they can make into a workable majority in the electorate. And now they're trying to empty the prisons to be able to do that. We already know that they're looking for non-citizens to come in here and drive cars and get licenses and vote. So it's really weird and scary to see that they're going with such a Gotham City approach to bringing people to heel, and that is to cause ultimate chaos.
It's the only explanation for this. It just defies all logic and reason. Like, what you explained is the only, like, and then de Blasio, Frank, he gets up and he says, you know, this kind of attack on our police will not be tolerated. Are you serious, dude? Like, every time there's an event or anything, everybody turns their back on him. He's lost the confidence of his police force who are out there even in and somebody had the gall to actually post the crime statistics through 2018 to say crime has dropped in general in New York City. I said, give it 2 months. Give it 2 months. Let's see what happens. I'm sorry. I was all over the place with that, but I just can't believe it.
I know. And then they're talking about – now, I don't know the details behind this the assassination of the two police officers, but I definitely saw the SBA's response.
When you've got the SBA verified account saying things like that, there's a big problem.
Oh, yeah. It declared war on the mayor.
Like, yeah. For people who don't understand, New York City is not just Manhattan. It is Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island, five boroughs. There are five different locations in New York City. And the New York City Police Department traffics all of the, or patrols all of those districts. It's the biggest police force in the world, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I don't know. I'd imagine.
I think it is. And they're the worst paid, too. There was a video circulating around over the weekend where there was a girl who tried to jump a turnstile and not pay the subway fare. And there was a woman officer who was there and witnessed it. And hold on. And then she refused to listen and started to play victim. Like, what did I do? What did I do? And the officer's trying to get her to leave the station because you're not allowed to fare jump, even though AOC would want you to. And They captured just the end where the police officer physically puts her hands on this girl. And then, of course, somebody jumps in as a black man running for city council. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're black? No freaking way.
I can speak to this.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me handle this one.
Yeah, exactly. If my daughter was ever treated that way. But to me, I was like, holy moly, thank you for saying you were black. I never would have been able to tell. Without you telling me. He's got his profile picture up there. Like, what difference does that make? Could you imagine if I said, as a white woman, could you imagine what they'd do to me?
Well, you wouldn't be invited to the Oscars.
No. No, I wouldn't.
That was just droning all night. Liberals complaining to liberals that liberals are not having liberals complaining to liberals that liberals are not... certain factions of liberals are not better represented within liberal institutions. It was all, it wasn't even like, you know, some things were just like, there is some mockery, political mockery to the other side. But otherwise, I just feel like, should I be here for this? You know, it's almost like going to a friend's house and having the family, they're fighting with each other. And you're like, I'm a little uncomfortable. Can I go? You know, I want to go back to a sane house.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know that feeling when you walk in and you know, even though it's quiet, everybody's just been arguing because you could feel it in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're bound to dissect and eat themselves. They're bound to. And what's happening now is that you're seeing like which victim class is going to take the lead this week. Like, I just, it's gross. And they just clap for each other and they, whatever. Yep. And the only last thing I'll say is that the Vindman twins have both been let go and everybody's, you know, rushing to their aid. How dare he? I fear for what's next. Some of the tweets I'm reading. I fear for what's next.
Good.
This person is fired. No, they're not fired. They're reassigned. They're not fired. They should be fired. But why would the president want somebody who actively participated in trying to remove him from office based on a lie to be working in that department? These people, idiots. God, I'm on fire today. I have a little fever, Frank.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a little bit feisty, but I do have a fever, a little bit of a fever, so.
Jeez, you better work that off.
I know.
Get yourself into a sauna.
Get myself into a sauna, pop some more emergency. And you know what it is, I think? I went to an arcade yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking with that. And they don't have any of the wipes. It was my own fault. I did it to myself.
We usually do.
Gosh. Anyway, you guys have been listening to the Monday edition of the Dark Delight podcast with...
Endless Winter Val.
I had flashes of Game of Thrones in my head. And me... Beans, you guys can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and RadioInfluence.com. We will see you on Wednesday.
Later.
This is a crush performance with Jeff Crichel Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
I'm going to be talking about athlete development for player performance. We're going to talk about some of the foundation work that we're really, really missing in sport, but certainly in baseball. And baseball is unique. I've spent a lot of time, as everybody who listens to the show knows, in the game of baseball, but also the time we've spent in professional hockey, professional football, at the collegiate level, working with our Olympic athletes. There are fundamentals that have to be addressed across the board, because to specialize early and think that you're going to become a professional baseball player or even pursue a college scholarship at the age of 8, 9, and 10 is incredibly risky business, and you're just limiting your options. So we're talking about creating great athletes, participating and exploring as many sports as possible until you get 13, 14, and 15, and then you could specialize.
Crush Performance with Jeff Crichel can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.